It's time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining us right now over the phone, we have a special guest, Brett White. He's one of the owners of Adventure Hideaway Guided Tours, and we're going to talk about what is up and coming with the Green River Dirt Bike Rally, not too far off, April 13th and through the 15th. And Brett, first off, it is a pleasure to get you on today. Thank you for taking out the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me today.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that this is kind of an exciting time. I think a lot of people are looking forward to, just spring in general, because we've had such a rugged winter, right? So when we start talking about the idea of getting out dirt bike rallies, I mean, it's a fun, exciting time.
Yeah, you know, that's why we actually put this in the spring, is a lot of people like to get out of their winter blues a little bit, get out and ride, get out in the weather, you know, kind of get their balls rolling again for the summer.
Let's talk about this event again, the Green River Dirt Bike Rally, April 13th through the 15th. You and I were talking a bit off the cuff, third year of existence. And so this is something that you guys have really, I guess, started pushing into becoming an annual event, kind of a tradition.
Yeah, it started out kind of just after COVID, kind of things started getting going again. The city actually approached us because we run these guided tours, wanted us to set up kind of an event for them to get people to know the area and help people get out. And obviously, because there wasn't a lot going on, it kind of got big quick. A few hundred people showed up the first year, same the second year, and this third year we're getting more companies want to be involved because they're kind of seeing the benefit of it, and more people are bringing friends and family out, and it's turned into a really fun event every spring.
And it's right up your alley, right? I mean, again, I mentioned that you're the one of the owners of Adventure Hideaway Guided Tours, and so I know you guys kind of you work that kind of into this dirt bike rally, right? Some guided history tours.
Yeah, so we've run guided tours for a few years now. We do dirt bike, we do side by side, but mostly it is dirt bikes. And this year we're adding kind of a different element to it, where there's quite a bit of previous history in the 50s and 60s. There's a lot of missile launches out of Green River that people don't know about. And so we have some people in the area who are history buffs that know the history of it, and they're actually going to be doing some tours Thursday evening and Friday evening. That's the 13th and 14th. We'll ride from Green River out towards the White Sands area and go actually see the missile launch sites where they built and launched these missiles. A lot of cool history out there.
Yeah, no question. No question. Again, it is a three-day event. Before we get into the logistics of everything that comes along with it, it's important to mention pricing. I'm kind of blown away by this. So with everything that comes with it, $40 for adults, $20 for kids, and that's for all 3 days. It seems like quite the amazing deal, honestly.
You know, Green River City themselves, they kick a lot of money into the budget from their city budget, and they wanted to keep the cost low for people. They basically want to convince people to come to Green River because they're going to get kicked back on the backside with sales tax that kicks in. So their goal is to break even with this event as far as the actual event, and their goal is that people will come enjoy the area, learn about the area, and then come back and stay, you know, additional times throughout the year with their families. So it's kind of an investment for Green River City, and that's why we try to keep the cost low, because we want people to show up.
Yeah, you guys definitely have not had a problem with that, I know, over the last couple of years. What are some of the things that you've looked to add this year? Maybe something that's different for people who have attended the first 2 years going into year three, something that you guys have looked to say, okay, now we're adding this to the equation.
So we have had Rich Larson. He's a professional endurocross previous racer and trainer. He has come down the last 2 years, but this year he wants to do a little bit bigger training event. He actually wants to do a two-day event where, you know, he can do more one-on-one with riders, training them from where their current level is on up. The other thing we're adding this year is the missile history tour. And then we actually have got a couple more sponsors as well. IRC Tires bringing a big booth down this year to offer more sales. We had more people come and buy like tires and gear and stuff the last year than we thought would happen, and so we have more sponsors coming in. So it's actually a good time to save a little bit of money because all the sponsors come in and have actually pretty good deals on buying motorcycle parts and gear. So come ready to spend some money if you want some good deals.
Again, our guest right now, Brett White, one of the owners of Adventure Hideaway Guided Tours. We'll talk about that again in a moment. I want to get into your business a little bit too, Brett, before I let you go. But going back to April 13th, 14th, and 15th, the Green River Dirt Bike Rally, vendors, sponsors. We also talked about the professional enduro training, which is something that's unique in a sense, right? I mean, $40, and that comes along with it.
Yes, that's true. So usually to book a class with Rich Larson is usually a few hundred dollars for a day. And granted, this won't be, you know, as intimate one-on-one, but he is there with you, can see you, and we'll have additional people there helping him as well. But yeah, that right there is a big value. And Rich is, he's an amazing guy. He's a really good guy, incredible teacher. And he loves this event. He came down the first year, just kind of tried it out and loved it so much. He's told me he wants to come every year. And it adds a lot of value to us, but I think people see what he can do, and so it helps him in back end as well, because he's had people book classes with him throughout the year because they can see what he can do on a bike and they want to get better.
There's so many different skill levels when we talk about dirt bike riding in general, and so how do you guys break this down to make sure that A, people are getting exactly what they want, B, it's safe, and then C, you honestly don't have to worry about kids?
Right. So this cool thing about that area, Green River area, we pull all the way up to the Chimney Rock or the Woodside area north on Highway 6. We go down into the Santa Fe Swell, and then we have people go out to Whitewash Sand Dunes as well in Grand County. Covering those three areas, we have every trail possible, everything from beginner stuff that is just kind of dirt roads, just basically sightseeing type stuff, but you're still getting out into nature and enjoying the ride, all the way up to expert level stuff in the swell, you know, 5 miles of hell, trails that will really push you to your limits. So we have a trail rating system on our website, on our adventurehideaway.com website, that basically says, you know, if you can do this and this and this, you're going to be in beginner skate level. And the good thing is a lot of the trails can encompass, you know, if you're a beginner, you can ride an intermediate trail and you can avoid obstacles. If you're an intermediate rider, you can ride this trail and avoid some of the advanced obstacles. We have a trail rating system on our website that actually rates each trail so that people aren't getting in a situation that they're going to get in trouble, basically. And a lot of people will come out and choose to go on a guided ride with us, and our guides are amazing, and we can actually help them coach through them with somebody to ride their bike through an obstacle, or several times we'll actually kind of, if they want us to just get their bike through something, we'll help them with that as well. But we try to rate the trails so that people, like you said, get exactly what they want. They go out and can enjoy their time. They're not going to come out and, you know, break the bike and get hurt and go home miserable. We want people to come down and have a good time, but to push themselves a little bit and get better.
In conjunction with Green River City, I mean, this is seems like a very neat partnership, Brett. Again, we've talked about your business briefly. I want to kind of go into the details of this, how this partnership with Green River kind of came about, and of course, about Adventure Hideaway Guided Tours.
Yeah, so my brother and I actually helped manage a website called dirtbikeutah.net. It's the most visited dirt bike website in the state. We don't own it, but we help manage it. Friend manage it. Green River City contacted him, obviously, because it's very well known. He wasn't interested because he does other stuff, and so he sent them to us. Just said, "Hey, these guys actually do guided tours. They're probably your perfect fit." Plus, we're in Kildale, and so we're only 90 miles away, so we're pretty close to be able to offer our help. And we ride down there a lot anyway ourselves, my brother and I, with tours. So that's kind of how it got to start. We work with the city events coordinator. Her name is Robin Hunt. She's an amazing, amazing woman that manages these events for Green River City. She's great to work with. Really wants to make the area known to help bring people in and have a good time.
Before I let you go, we got to talk about some of the more key logistics of this whole deal. We've talked about the price. We've talked about the date, April 13th, 14th, 15th. What about the deadline? When do people need to register by?
There's not really a specific deadline. We actually have people show up the day of that are not pre-registered, and they'll show up the day of and register that day. I think the pre-registration cost is $40, so if you do pre-register, it helps us order t-shirts and helps us plan rides more effectively. But you can show up the day of and register that day, but I think it is $5 or $10 more per person that day. So, and again, we don't really want to push people away, so we want them to be able to come, because we know scheduling-wise, some people, they don't know if they can get work off or family time off to come. So it is better for us to pre-register, but if you can't pre-register, just show up and register there, and you can pay there. We really try to be really easy to work with. We kind of want to convince people to come and enjoy it.
And lastly, Brett, before I let you go, the website, if you need any more information, I know that it's well put together. You can find pretty much anything on it. In fact, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, so the rally page is greenriverdirtbikerally.com. That should have a lot of the information you need. If there are any questions there, you can email Robin Hunt. Her contact information is on there. Also, our social media pages, we're very active on those on Facebook. If any questions, you can message us there, comment on any of our posts. And then our guide company website is adventurehideaway.com. A lot of people come to this event, get to know us, and then, you know, they want something a little bit more personalized for a day instead of, you know, a group of 8 or 10 people. They want just their family, and so they'll contact us and, you know, throughout the rest of the year get a guided tour set up with us.
Well, Brett, it was a pleasure to chat with you today. Really fun talking about this event. I know it's going to be a great one. Again, the third year of existence, the Green River Dirt Bike Rally, April 13th, 14th, and 15th. Brett, thank you again for the time today.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good one.
Now, for more on this Castle Country-focused interviews and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.